broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
There we go. Finally.
Hey, I had a lot of phone calls today. People said Insight, there was nothing on. It says show unavailable. What happened?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they couldn't make it. The Wild Committee was going to be here, but they had a lot of people coming off of COVID. And
oh, really? What about Jack? Did he let you down?
Yeah, Jack sucks.
I hadn't heard
Ouch,
that.
Ouch, Jack. Mm-hmm.
Hello, boy.
Hello.
Jackson's in house.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Hi, Fee.
Hi, Bubby.
Glad you can make it.
Mater.
We got a great show tonight. We got kind of a law in sports.
Yep, we're in a law right now.
We got scrimmages. Wait, we got stuff going.
Buckeyes.
Local.
Browns.
Fort Recovery.
Bengals.
Fort Recovery.
We're still got Buckeyes.
Is that rock
or true? You going to interrupt me again, or how's this going to play out?
Can you hear me chewing?
Yeah, we can hear you chewing.
Yeah, just like Breakfast with Bill used to be.
We got a great show tonight because to my left I have my main man, Mr. Harold Feely. To his left is Bill Stogler, and to his left is Jack Stogler. And sitting back there in the corner, the man, Mr. Rocker.
Rocker.
The legend.
Rock.
And the guy behind the boards tonight, Neil Spencer. And we're gonna mix it up a little bit tonight because we have a special show coming up on the 15th of December, and
getting close.
Yeah, it is getting real close, and we're going to talk a little bit about the gala and where we're sitting and our game plan for that night and what a beautiful evening that's going to be. We're going to pay our bills first, Spencey. We're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
It's time to get ready for Thanksgiving, and Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Pies, fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, Cooper Farms turkey rolls, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And it's time to reserve your Cooper Farms turkey roast, and be sure to place your catering orders for the holidays. And don't forget their party trays for your parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your Thanksgiving supplies. Great selection, great price at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Closed Thanksgiving Day.
This is Chad Guckenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guckenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Elf the Musical is being presented by the Jay County Civic Theater at Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th, and now they're adding another night, Tuesday, December 7th, since all the other shows are already completely sold out. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery band director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Don't miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, now with an additional show on Tuesday, December 7th, and it's the only day with tickets still available. Don't wait. Get your tickets now.
Sports Talk, Bubba
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And that last commercial was of the Jay County Civic Center and their Christmas show, The Elf. And tonight at 9 o'clock, they're going to race us.
They're coming in?
Yeah. 9 o'clock tonight. Ray Cooney and his group is coming in. And they're going to sing. And they're going to talk a little bit about the big show. And the tickets for that thing is like going like hotcakes.
Yeah, the original Wednesday through Sunday is
they add days
sold.
And they sell them out. As fast as they added it.
That's great. That is absolutely great.
I think today is when they added a Tuesday show, so you still have a chance to get the Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I was offering to trade his Michigan Ohio State tickets for
the Elf.
Yeah. For the Elf.
I'll think about it. We get beat this week. It's over.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think it is either. So we're here with these morons, and today I was kind of doing a little screwing around, and I watched last year's show, and it really is amazing. First of all, the outpouring of love shown by the people who give. The crazy entertainment, which was unbelievable.
It was really good.
It was really good. It was really good.
The pressure's on you this year.
It is really on.
It's hard to step up.
And we are, this is, what year is this? This will be year five? Is that correct?
I think this is six, I believe.
Six? This is year six. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. And
crazy.
And we'd like to do a little preview show here, talk a little bit about where we're at, our game plan for that night, what we've done so far this year, and just go on. And Jack, I'm going to turn it over for you a little bit, and you're going to talk a little bit
just
about...
Just as he takes a handful of peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're just going to go around and talk a little bit about...
Well, I tell you what, I think probably let's touch on the history of it, first of all. Okay. So this started... What, 2016, 17 maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember the year, but
6 years, he says.
This would be, you know, we've had five years in.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, we were hoping that we'd make a couple thousand dollars, you know. We had a couple guys that would match some of it and stuff. And you know, what did we make first year? Like
16?
17,000. 16, 17, yeah, something like that.
See, I wouldn't have come with it. I have no idea. I'm really stupid.
Yeah. Okay, and then year two, I think we topped, what, Neil, like
24,000.
24?
Yeah, second year is 24.
See?
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's like Rain Man.
He is Rain Man, ain't he?
He is Rain Man.
Rain Man.
And then year three, Neil, was?
54, I believe.
Went over 54. 50, yep.
Yep.
Year four would be?
62,000.
62. And then last year
was a little more than that. It was more than three times that.
Yeah, it was like 208.
I believe it ended up being $204,000.
I thought it was 131.
That was the night. That was what we had in hand then. Then we kept on getting stuff in the mail. Some had been pledged, of course, and some hadn't.
$200,000.
Yeah, because about the middle of January, I took the last batch of checks and cash to Janice Feely, and she said, "How much do you have there?" I can't remember what it was. I'm just going to say $1,780. She said, "Ooh." I said, "What? 300 more, we'd have $200,000. So more came in after that because there were several people who had pledged that they were going to give part of their income tax refund and some other things. Some money came in after that. And so
good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when we first started those early years, didn't we? We had it kind of designated, didn't we?
Yep.
To a certain family or a number of families.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, because we had no idea.
No, we had no clue.
Well, and we've actually done that every year. Now, the pot has grown where we certainly give each of those families something. But one of the things that we found out was that during the course of a year, dozens and dozens of families find themselves in the
bad stuff. Yeah.
And I don't have an exact number, but I know the number of families that we've helped during the course of the year is at least in that 30 to 40 range. You know,
yep.
And 5,000 of this one, or 10,000 of this one, or 25, you know, and we try to match the need with the dollar amount,
Mm-hmm.
And they're from Mariah Stein, St. Henry, Coldwater, of course, Fort Recovery, Portland,
New Knoxville.
Yeah.
And the not the good thing about that is because we receive a lot of money from those, from the out. That's how it's grown too. When this first started, it was all local.
Yeah.
Now we get people calling us and giving us money from all the surrounding communities. So.
I think, and again, we just have to be humbled by what the community does. We're just a bunch of bozos that have a hell of a good time at night. But so that's where we've been. I would say, if you look at it, now we've given, we've distributed well over $250,000, which is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
We aren't
trains coming,
expecting to beat last year, but nothing would surprise me.
Never know. We get surprised every year, that night, we had it up at the Brockman Building, the Opera House, for the first couple of years, and then we had it here 2 years,
I think, maybe. Yeah.
And then last year, Bill says, "Boys, we got a mover. COVID, we just want to make it a drive-through."
COVID deal, yeah.
Bill, we're like, "You're an idiot. You're stupid. It ain't gonna work." And it worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
In fact, it was awesome. And I think our game plan is this year, correct me if I'm wrong, is to do it again at Ambassador Park.
I believe.
With their blessing,
I think. That's all I know. That's all I've heard. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah.
Last year was awesome because we had like an inch of just straight falling down snow.
Beautiful. You couldn't set it up any better.
Grease a fire truck out there.
Yeah.
Had the drone, that footage of the drone that Chuck put in there with
awesome.
With I believe it was when you were singing My Way. It was just that was awesome.
Yeah, if you get a chance, go back to Fort Cover Radio on Facebook and you can watch the Christmas gala and look at it. And I'm just amazed at every year we talk about the people who give. But we talk about that entertainment. And our goal is to pull your heartstrings. And our goal, when them girls sing, is that does a pretty good job of pulling on a few heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. Sure does.
Yeah. Well, last year we had Bob and Karen Myring up there.
Yeah.
And Alex called.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every year, one year when, it was in here. I know that Sarah Post, who had the triplets the year before, she made a point to stop in, That's the cool stuff.
Yeah. I was down at the WOW this past year and came in and walked up and I said, "Hey, Fee," and I turned around and it was Alex and gave me a big hug and said, "Hey, I appreciate everything you guys did," and I thought, okay, I'm crying already. We just made it to the WOW, and I'm done. But that's the kind of stuff that it does. It just comes up. People come up to you and say, "It ain't nothing to do with me. I didn't do nothing." But
how about talk about that? Sandra Sudoff, who's went through hell in a handbag, and last year or 2 years ago they got that envelope. And they gave it to us and just walked out.
Yep.
And I think Bill opened it up and he kind of said, "Look at this." And it was just full cash.
Yeah.
It is, especially the older we get, the more sentimental.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Don't take much anymore.
No, it's. Yeah.
Now, the embarrassing part for me and the good part for me, so I don't know if that makes any sense, is when you deliver a check, because they act, the recipients are always, so grateful.
Yeah.
But yet they act like thank you, thank you, thank you, and all we do is get on here tonight.
Yep.
Make fun of each other.
Yep.
Deliver that check, and oh my gosh, thank you guys so much. And it's just, Neil came up, Neil is the this is his tool. I mean, this is how it's it all starts there. And it's just really, you know, when you think of when you deliver the checks, it's
pretty humbling.
Yeah,
the thing and the thing is, and we found it out this year, and you talk about, Jack, over 30 people, maybe even 40 families that we've helped out, and it just seems like every year, stories after stories, and we got a lot of stuff going on right now, and it breaks your heart when you hear some of this stuff, and I know that, you know, Bill talked yesterday about some stuff going on that he had heard, and we get people, and people don't even, we get so many people that turn us down because that, you know, the pride, they're too proud.
Yeah.
But folks, it's all about, and you know, we got a guy over here that's learned from the hard way that he's been in that situation where people just want to give and help and reach out.
Yep.
And that's what it's about. That's what everybody wants to do. It's amazing. Let's take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk more about the gala.
Is it first of all, I mean, gala or gala?
A gala.
Is it gala or gala?
I don't know. Christmas show is what I say.
Gala?
No, we got gala. We got to settle it.
Gala.
Texas. Gala or gala?
Well, we can look it up.
They're going to say it same thing. They're going to put GA.
We're in LA.
It was going to be gala, but then since Rocker's with us, it's gala.
What is it?
What do you think, Rock?
Gala.
Okay.
I think it's gala.
I think it's show.
The show. No, it is not the show. We'll be right back.
Is there a really big fat up?
Oh, we'll get the Kleenexes out. We'll be back in just a minute.
All right. Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Season tickets for the 2021-2022 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys season ticket holders will have until Friday, November 19th to get their reserve seat season tickets. After November 19th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserved seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserved seat area, they must also have reserved seat season tickets because all lower-level seats are reserved season tickets. Presale tickets for the boys' home games for adults and students are $7 each. Tickets at the door will be $8 each. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25. That's good for both boys and girls' home, junior high, and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Tickets for the high school girls' basketball games will be $8 for both adults and students at the door, since there will be no presale tickets for the girls' games. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls and boys home basketball games and are $25 for adults and $10 for students. Tickets for the junior high girls and boys basketball games will also be available at the door and are $4 for both adults and students. Basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Sports Talk, Bubba and P.
Here's Sports Talk with Bill, Jack, Rock, P, Bobby, and the man.
Mixpants.
The myth, the legend, Neil Spencer, behind the boards. We're talking Christmas gala coming up here on the 15th.
Gala.
And we're just doing a little reminiscing, talking a little bit about last year we took in about 200,000 bones. You people are unbelievable. We have gave up money to about, what, Jack, you said somewhere around 30 to 40 different families
this year.
And then we want to make sure everybody understands that if you are in need and you are, you get a hold, you send an email to Spencer, you send an email, text to any of us.
Yep.
If you know a friend in need, or family, or whatever. If you know somebody.
Sorry for to say, this year it's been like a lot.
I mean, a lot.
It seems like every week or two,
stinks.
Somebody pops up, and it ain't like, do you think? It's like, oh yeah, they need some help.
So it's a bad thing. So let's talk about this year. Okay. So the date.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead with the date. I got.
Wait, go.
No, I just, this year you talk about, and one thing we talked about was decorating the park. So we wanted to put a little shout out there. So if anybody's got any extra, like, Christmas lights or Christmas decorations or anything like that.
Blow up animals.
Santas?
Yeah, anything.
We are wide open.
So, I mean, all you got to do is if you would give somebody here a shout that
bigger
you did
the
it. If you drop it off down there at the Ambassador Park, put your name on the box so we can get it back to you or whatever.
How about if they want to do their own decoration and set up
absolutely
a little thing?
Absolutely.
Come on down and do it.
Because we probably don't need more stuff to do, but...
Yeah, but you know the thing is Tom Wood and Dan Schmitz was they did a lot last year. And they both mentioned to me that they'd like to get on that while the weather, they can pick the last year we didn't get that opportunity,
right?
It can't happen so quick.
1 week
we're out there when it was 20 degrees and blowing and flurries and we're putting that stuff together. So if anyone has any kind of lights, decorations, trees, whatever, and you'd like to let us use it, you ain't using it this year, just man, drop it off down there at Ambassador Park in that picnic area and put your name on the box and we'll make sure you get it back. But we could use some decorations.
Yeah, we'll light that baby up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be big.
Yeah. We got to get Grease's fire truck.
Zero chance they're coming back.
I love that.
Not coming back.
Man, that fire truck looked awesome out there.
Fire truck was awesome. Okay, have you done anything? Are you ready?
Huh?
First of all, we got the date. So we was
the date.
I interrupted
the date.
We did get that right.
Wednesday, December 15th.
Yes, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
I am in the process of lining up the entertainment.
Good.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Okay, the Beatles will be there.
The Beatles.
Here's what I'd like to do.
Yes.
Elvis.
You ready for this?
Yes.
I don't know.
You gonna think this is stupid?
Yep.
Bill definitely will.
No question. I know. He hates everything. He hates everything.
Yes.
I would think the opening of this show. Mm-hmm. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Kids choir singing "Angels Among Us."
Stupid.
Okay. Wouldn't that be awesome?
You're just going to kill us right out of the gate.
Huh?
Wipe us out right out of the gate.
No, have these little fart smellers out there. Wow.
Yep.
I'm going to need to get a few extra boxes of Kleenex.
Nope. We ain't crying this year. No tears.
We're toughing it up.
Huh? We're out.
You won't, if you start off with that, you won't make 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'm probably right. But we're looking for ideas.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Heck. We're looking for ideas from an entertainment standpoint.
Yep,
and from family standpoint, and from you families in need.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can text any one of us. You know, we'll post our text on Facebook, our phone numbers on Facebook, and You let us know.
And you can Facebook message.
Yes.
That's right.
Because somebody said something before about the pride thing. So if it's an anonymous thing, too, you know, if you know somebody who could really use some help, but they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be, oh, you know, it's for this family or this person. That's not a problem. Not a problem at all. You just, someone let us know, and we can absolutely keep it to that, too. So, either way.
Did we do Venmo last year?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe somewhere along the line, if I'm not mistaken, Greg Lefevre from the Fort Recovery Community Foundation got us the thing. I don't know if it's Venmo, but there was online.
I think the girls loved that, too, the money counts.
So it's like that's something that we can, that we have to fire up again, or is it
I don't know
active?
That. You're talking to someone who doesn't, who barely...
He can barely get his headphones on.
Yeah.
Puts them on backwards half the time.
We're still trying to turn our computers on.
So this is way out of my area.
How about I will talk to Greg.
Who's taking action plans?
Rock, take Rockers. Notes.
Okay. Rocker's our secretary.
Secretary Rock.
Okay.
Talk. So Bob?
Yes.
Contact Greg Lefevre about Venmo.
You got it. He's probably listening, so he might text.
He might be listening.
He's doing religion right now.
Okay.
But he's still might be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Never know. That's exactly right. Another thing, if you're out there and listening, is if you do not follow Jack on Facebook, you should. Because he's kind of our...
communicator. He's the guy.
He is a great communicator.
Yes, he's the guy that gets
me
the word
Ronald
out.
Ronald Reagan.
You are Ronald Reagan.
Ronnie.
Of the Fort Cavalier Gala.
So, if I remember correctly, your conversation with Rocker earlier tonight, your Facebook, you have to start a whole new Facebook thing.
Yeah, I mean, so... my Facebook went down like hacked, you know, a couple months ago. So my friend list isn't as big as it used to be.
He got hammered, deleted everybody.
Did you really?
Well,
one of those trips to wine country. Yeah.
Trips to wine country.
Kevin Marshall was rolling around. Yeah. And everybody's deleted.
Rolled on a computer. Yeah.
Jack's playing a saxophone. Chest oiled up.
The best part of that is Bubba's imitation of a saxophone player.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, same
thing. Bad.
So, but you know, I'll work at expanding my list, getting the word out there.
Get her going. Yep.
Bubba's going to check on Venmo. Bill, do you have the jolly old elf himself coming?
Yeah.
The big boy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
Santa Claus taking care of.
Yeah, but I'll make sure.
I got the entertainment.
I got to speak to Santa Claus recently.
How'd that go?
During the open house. Well, I found out I'm not getting anything, but he is going to come visit
Cole?
Us. He is looking very much forward to being at our Christmas show, gala.
He's not been treating me too good this year.
As like, we think about how things worked last year. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There were so many families that just kind of drove around the lights. And then they just stopped and dropped off. Do we need a person out there to help with that? Or is that kind of a self-serve type?
What's that?
We did last year.
Smitty was out there. Smitty will cover that,
Smitty, Woody, maybe.
Bill.
Actually, Santa was out there a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill was great on that show because he's talking about, and if you watch it, you can see some people absolutely don't want to be seen.
Yep.
They want to anonymously throw their money in there. And some people are waving at us, trying to whistle at us.
It's me.
Yeah. It's neat to see the different personalities. And the line of traffic, folks, is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're all speechless.
That's it.
No. Piece of cake.
Yeah, no. That is it. So no, we got a lot to talk about.
There's more.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be set up kind of the same way it was. Have to build us a little shelter.
So Bill is getting in, is coordinating the...
With the head, with the top dog right now is what I'm doing.
Okay. What about entertainment? I mean, what about decorations? Who's going to...
Smitty and Woody.
Smitty, Woody.
Myself.
Billy.
I'll help.
Fee.
Yep.
Decorating committee.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good.
Let me in.
Okay, we need
heat that ain't gonna melt our headphones.
Yeah. I'm in charge of the heat.
Bubba's in charge
of the heat. I'm serious.
Yeah.
We gotta get that figured out.
I still have in my garage two tanks with lights or with the igniters that have not been, they've still set in a corner.
That's because we couldn't get them lit last year. You gotta make sure they light. And the other thing about that, just for the folks that out there listening, so we had them, you know, them patio heaters above our heads last year, and we didn't realize it at the time, but we started looking at each other and our headphones was literally melting to the tops of our heads. We ruined them all, didn't we?
Yeah,
we
destroyed
all. We were all Chuck's headphones. Yeah. It was hilarious.
It was gold.
And expensive.
Yeah, we had to give Chuck $1,000 for the use of destroying
all his stuff.
We did destroy his stuff.
Problem with them things is the top half of your body was smoking hot.
Yep.
And your legs were frozen.
Yep.
Yeah, I
couldn't feel my toes.
No, I didn't feel my toes till Christmas. I was 10 days so I started feeling something. But it was great.
It was great.
Going along with your opening act thing,
yeah,
I do think it would be cool to have some sort of an opening act.
Maybe I agree.
It's a kids choir, maybe it's, you know, something, but I think, you know, that's a neat idea to, you know, have an opening act.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
I say we bring in somebody big. Let's go.
Big.
Yep.
Elvis.
Yep.
The King.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny. The Gambler.
Kenny Rogers would be good.
Yeah.
Might sting a little bit.
Rory Clark. Rory's been down there before.
He knows how to get there.
He knows where he is. There's a carp, isn't he?
Rory's dead? Not dead.
Is Rory alive or dead?
Hard as a carp.
Hard as a carp.
Roy Clark's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about Kenny Rogers?
Hard as a carp.
Dang it. We're losing all of our good ones.
Hmm.
You're checking out that, yep, Roy Clark.
Yeah, died in 2018.
Good job, Rocker.
And it was on November 15th, which was...
Today. 3 years ago today.
No, Monday was the 15th, but yeah.
Hmm.
H's got a propane NIPCO heater we can use.
You tell
H's. That's awesome. Yeah. That's big.
Yep.
Except it's loud.
Okay. He also said at that time, although he will donate thousands and thousands of dollars,
yep,
he's going to be down hunting with Ted Nugent.
Nugent?
No, yes, he is.
Hey, can he call in?
Yeah, he's
got to call in.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my God.
Call in.
Awesome.
He could be our opening act.
Ted Nugent. FaceTime through H's phone,
yep,
on the big screen. We'll, yep, get it to.
And this is unbelievable.
And he'll be playing Cat Scratch Fever
on Christmas.
You know what?
Cat
when, like, I think Cat Christmas, I think Ted Nugent,
yeah, and Cat
I do
Fever.
Think of Ted Nugent.
Oh, my God. That was made stuffed that. Yeah, we handled that.
Thanks, H.
Perfect.
Way to go, H.
He's unbelievable, ain't he? What's he? What?
He's a man with a plan.
He didn't realize what he got himself into on that text.
Right now, he's the issue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
Have yourself a
Cat Scratch Fever.
So let's take a break, Bob.
Okay,
break.
We just did a minute ago, I think.
We're going to take a break, pay some bills. Remember, 9 o'clock, Elf, the music, is going to be in studio.
In studio.
Ray's bringing in a bunch of his...
The entourage is coming in.
And
Ted Nugent is going to be our opening act.
This is awesome. Excited. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food, and lots of fun.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our Lady Indians will begin their basketball season this week, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live this year. They'll open their season at Crestview this weekend as they take on the always tough Lady Knights, and the game has now been moved to Saturday night. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and there will be no NFHS video available for the game. Get your gang together and head up to Convoy this Saturday to help get our Lady Indians off to a great start. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
In and out.
And in and out.
Gotta play. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk. Yeah.
When the music's all right.
Mama got a squeeze box.
Who is it, Rocker? Rocker is.
The Knack.
Mama got a squeeze by
the Who. Yes. The Who.
That's correct.
No.
The
Who. Yes, that I'd bet
that
on.
That is right.
I'd bet
that
is not, is, not the Who Who.
It is.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes, hoo-hoo. It is. Hoo-hoo.
Yes, it is. It's,
hoo-hoo.
It does, it's
a
Who Who. Typical Who song.
Peter Gabriel.
That is the Who.
Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel and the Who.
That's good that you thought that.
That name.
What, the Knack?
No.
My Sharona.
Who sang that song?
The Knack.
The Knack. Got you.
Jesus. Don't ever start Breakfast with Bill up again.
We're going to start it when I retire. Breakfast with Rocker.
First partner. Of the year? First of the year, Bill?
If the good Lord willing.
If the good
Three
Lord
more
willing.
Years.
Cooper. We're back here with Sports Talk with Rocker, Jackson, Billsby, the Big Fee. McNeil looking good behind the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's.
Okay. That was unbelievable. Okay.
So let's do.
That was unbelievable.
That's Homer Simpson.
Okay.
The sixth annual Fort Recovery Radio Gala, Christmas Gala, is Wednesday, December 17th.
15th.
What?
15th.
The 15th.
Wednesday is on the 17th is November. So this one's December. We're doing
like
it next
I
month.
Like I said. Yeah, okay. Don't yell at him.
December 15th.
Yep. Do not yell at. What's his the great?
Neil. Oh.
No, he's Ronald Reagan. What do you call him? Anticipator.
Oh. Communicator.
The great communicator.
He's more like Biden communicating.
Okay. December 15th, 7 o'clock at Ambassador Park.
Yes.
Down by the
river. River. Down by the river.
Down by the river. Yep.
Down follow the lights.
By the river.
We'll have Santa Claus. We'll have entertainment.
Hey, we need that. Remember Ron Garrett had sold cars and had a big flash flood. The flood lights. How much think that costs us?
Floodlights?
Yep.
Somebody can do them. Somebody can find those, yeah. Searchlights.
I like
those.
We need a 45-foot tall snowman.
Big. We need the biggest snowman.
Got you covered.
You got her? Okay. Snowman. Put Bill down. Big snowman.
Big Bill. Snowman.
Bill.
BSM.
Right now, I just texted Ager. You got any snowman?
Ager, need a snowman.
Ager, I got a 14-footer. Is that enough?
Nope. He is going to haul it down 49 like he did his press box.
Ager's not going to go with... He's not going to be able to go with Ted Nugent because of Bill. Can't, Ted. I got to...
Sorry, Ted. I'm delivering a snowman.
And heaters.
Okay, if you... would like to help decorate by
come
supplying some lights, by taking a spot.
See
Bill, Fee, Bill, Fee, Bubba, me, Woody.
Yep, like for instance, throwing one out there. Like our entrance last year. We had some lights down there, but we put it together in 5 minutes. Somebody could make an entrance to the park.
Halo.
Whatever they want.
Whatever.
A nice entrance to the park. That would be, if anybody would say, hey, Bill, you know what?
Fort Recovery, FFA, or BOEG group could probably build something for us.
Well, but we ain't asking. We're asking for somebody on here maybe that would just say, hey, yeah. Me and my lady friends here or guy friends will
take care of this.
We'll do something at the entrance. I'm just throwing it out there.
You did throw it out.
Finale, when you get out.
Entrances were, because we had like, it was kind of a cluster because it wasn't real well. People were coming out, in and out. It was just.
Crash, we had a wreck down there.
I don't think we did.
We could have had one. Could have been terrible.
Yeah. Bubba's been talking to Greg about Venmo.
Venmo. And I'm getting the opening act, we got to take. That's big.
The opening act, I will work on.
Fishmo?
Fishmo.
Venmo, not Fishmo.
Oh, I thought it was Fishmo.
Venmo.
Sending money to Fishmo.
Yep. Is Rocker going to be there this year or not?
Rock. Stay away. Stay away from the fireball.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Got loaded.
I got a lot of people saying that we needed more fireball.
More fireball.
Don't stop doing the fireball. Then I had people saying, "Oh, you can't do fireball again." So you're getting both sides of that one, but
yeah, we get both sides of everything, but that's all right.
That's okay.
Well, and people again, believe we invite everybody to listen, to have a good time. if you're able.
Last year was kind of it was COVID crap. Pretty bad. This year, maybe you come in and see us too. I mean, last year, everybody kind of stayed away, but we got a nice area in there. We'd love to have people come in.
Oh, absolutely. Neil's got food. We got beverage. We got pop. We got everything. Santa's going to be there. We'll bring your kids down there and just stand there and stand by the heat. We got a bonfire.
Great fire.
Pretty good chance.
You're welcome. Stop down. You don't have to drive through. Just stop on down.
Pretty good chance we'll get Reed Canute to come down in his elf.
Yeah. I mean, as good as that entertainment is, watching it on Facebook, be there in person. These people can flat out sing, and they're awesome.
They're fabulous.
Yeah. So.
And you may or may not want to make sure you hang around for the finale, the 12 Days of Christmas, which is usually a train wreck.
That's usually interesting.
And some people like that a lot, and some people just don't like it.
That's all right.
Yep. Bill, one time.
What?
Two turtle doves.
Give them a sample.
I got cheese in my mouth.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Just give us a little bit.
Cheese in my mouth.
There it is.
I got to work.
Oh, he's sounding good, ain't he? Barry White's talking.
I'll tell you, he is Barry White.
Barry White.
One of the things that we were talking about before, was being able to name a movie from one
line
in it.
I don't know.
Rocker?
He ain't got nothing.
It's in the hole.
What in the hell?
Rocker?
What movie was that?
I know what I'm talking about.
It's in the hole.
It's in the hole.
It's got to be Tin Cup.
Close.
Caddyshack.
Yes.
Caddyshack.
I never heard that in Caddyshack. No. That was not in Caddyshack.
I was never in Caddyshack.
You've been smoking some grass.
How you figure that?
Fee.
That was in it.
And you can't say the one that you said before.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Well, that's an easy one.
What is it?
Going with the Wind.
You betcha.
Very good. Going with the Wind.
Now, I wish I could do that Chevy Chase deal where he goes crazy in that hallway after his boss gave him that.
Of all the no good.
that's a classic.
He's got a lot of one-liners you could think of in there.
Yes, he does.
There's this.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
There it is.
That was it.
I hate you, Rocker.
What was the prayer that the old lady started to say on that same thing?
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
Yeah. What's that on?
On Christmas Vacation.
Okay, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I've probably watched that one time my whole life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Could be right.
Pretty funny.
I don't watch it a whole. I can sit down. I watch parts of it now. I don't watch the whole movie. I've seen it literally 50 times. Not as many Jaws, but I've seen it.
Jaws, you know every word.
I know
Jaws.
Jaws
is awesome. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Get some Jaws, my fool.
What's that?
Get some Jaws.
Give us some Jaws, he said.
Act like you've been here before.
Is that your Jaws beat? Hey, Bab. You was up to scrimmage last night.
I was.
And?
Gonna be an interesting year. Interesting year.
Give me a record right now.
We'll be over 500.
Oh, that ain't a record. God. I mean, that's like saying, I mean, what's that?
Okay. We better be over 500.
What are we, 22? 22 games we're playing?
Yep. Yep.
17.
A little purple blood flowing there, I believe.
Ain't oh, you? Yeah, we got them.
How about the girls?
I didn't see them.
I haven't seen them either.
I think we'll be okay.
What's the early forecast for the girls?
I'm going to go girls, 13-9, boys, 15-7.
That'd both be, both makes.
That'd be big. That'd be good.
Competitive, yeah. Competitive teams.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be
really St. Henry and Marion Local this weekend.
Marion Local.
I think there's an upset in the brewery.
I
got.
I just got.
If they can't control that big running back, if Marion can't control him, they're going to be in world of hurting.
I'd love to see St. Henry beat Marion, to be honest with you. No, I don't.
Something different?
Just something different.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Just so one of them wins a state championship.
Yep.
Which yep. I like their chances.
Pretty good chances.
Yeah.
You know, like last weekend, of course, you know, we all know a lot of people in St. Henry, and I, you know, a couple of those girls, Brianna, of course, was an old campground girl. Yeah. So I was really rooting for St. Henry. But then again, how could you not be rooting for New Knoxville this year?
Yeah.
In volleyball.
Yeah.
So,
what a story.
That's a great.
What a story.
Unbelievable.
What a
incredible.
That's terrible.
And, you know, it was when you watch the clips on TV, you know, and they make that final point, all the players, and then you see the three or four girls, girl coaches kind of huddling over there, you know, and
you think, it's terrible.
You know, the emotion.
Oh, crazy.
Unbelievable.
I know, that was unbelievable, and congratulations to both them teams, Knoxville and St. Henry.
Yeah.
You know, one team that you talked about, Colar Cavaliers, they are playing their best football. Yep. They absolutely destroyed the number one team in the state, McCrashford.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, running clock.
40-0 or something.
Yeah, I talked to Tara today. Tara. And she said, you know.
She got a kid on the team?
Yeah. Blade. Is it Blade?
Blake?
No, it ain't Blade.
No, Blade.
Blade. And she said, man, are they playing good? She said, so. And they play Allen East.
That's a mom talking.
Well,
come on. Give me a break.
They play Allen
East. So they suck. Coldwater sucks.
No, I didn't say that. You're quoting moms as how good Coldwater's playing.
Well, so you're saying women can't have women? What are you saying?
Maybe I shouldn't have said mom. Maybe I should have said parent. Parent. Now, if you'd have talked to a lot of 4 recovery parents after we beat Arcanum.
Scratch Tara off our Christmas fun.
After, you know, we was going to beat Anna wide open. You know, I get it. I'm a parent. I was a parent, too. Still am.
Really?
Sure.
You sure about that?
So tonight I go home and my wife is blowing. My wife's cleaning leaves out of the front yard, probably because you made fun of me and she heard about that.
He did.
So anyways, so she's just picking up these leaves and the wind is blowing directly from the road to the house. Now tomorrow is supposed to be sunny, nice, quiet, still 0%
rain.
No wind.
It's gonna be rain.
And she's blowing them freaking leaves, and you blow them, and they just go up in the air about 8 feet right behind your head. While my supper sits inside cooling.
What'd you have, peas and noodle?
I like peas in my noodles.
You do or don't?
I don't. No peas.
Didn't she put peas and noodles on
my
time?
In my tuna and noodles.
Yeah,
that was our first fight. I had to drive around the block on that one.
Did you?
Yeah, whenever stick peas, mom would have never done that.
No, mom would never have done that.
Because your mom did anything she could to
marriage lasted about 2 weeks on that.
2 weeks.
Drove around the block.
I was a little spoiled. Peas and noodles. Who would put peas in noodles? I've never even heard of that. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't eat peas, so.
I love peas.
Some people do it for the greenery of it. I mean, what the hell is that all about? We got to need some collar in there, Rock.
Yeah,
it's
collar. I don't like it.
I think
raisins and dressing, yes or no?
No.
Negatory.
Ugh. Rocker says yes.
Rock.
Yeah.
Neil?
I don't eat that kind of dressing. I eat southern dressing.
Southern?
What the hell is that? Bread crumbs?
It's not like bread pudding. It's dry. It's good. You ought to try it.
You make it yourself.
I can, yes.
Are we doing a show next week?
I was going to ask you that sometime tonight.
Christmas.
It's the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, mm-hmm. And all through the house.
Some years we do, some
not
years we don't.
Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
One of the reasons we have done it in the past is because there's usually some college kids home that we can talk to, but that's completely up to you, and we let me know sometime.
You doing a show, Jack?
Before I...
Hey, by the way, here's a little school news for you. The Athletic Hall of Fame is January 22nd. I believe we play January 22nd, maybe Fort Laramie.
Dunbar.
Now, maybe Newton.
The 22nd is Fort Laramie.
Fort Laramie.
Laramie.
So just to let you know that. January 22nd is the...
So when are they
going
to announce?
Who's going in? They've announced it, haven't they?
I haven't seen anything. I haven't had any press release.
Yeah, they've announced it. I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah, If you want to go ahead and share.
Yeah, I did read that. Go ahead, tell us.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it in the paper, yeah.
They haven't seen it.
Did they?
They haven't seen it, Bill. They wanting you to spill the beans. Didn't they? But let me know if you're going to do a show next week so I can get a guest for Insight. Otherwise, we won't. Let me know this week so I don't get somebody lined up.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty busy.
Busy.
Work, work, work. Busy.
What's their initials?
I'll tell you this much. So I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Because we talked about doing this last year. Last year would have been the 50th anniversary of something
title.
That happened in Fort Recovery for the first time.
Yep.
Actually, in Mercer County.
State championship.
I ain't saying a word.
State championship.
I didn't say a word.
No.
Don't even say. I didn't say that.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
I did.
We're putting in the team.
Hey, I didn't say that.
If that's true, I think that'd be great.
I'm just saying. I can't tell.
Is there any of them alive yet?
You bring up a good point. There's
Mayberry.
There's a lot of them alive, but there's five, I think, that have passed.
I know.
Yeah.
Ed.
Ed Snyder's around.
Easy.
Kevin. Steve Reinhardt's around. Kevin's gone. Don Judy's gone. Steve Reesup's gone. Fred Eisenbry's gone.
Hybe wasn't on that team. Hybe'd already graduated.
Yep.
There's one more, I think. Oh, the counted manager, Pax. Fred Pax.
Yeah, Fred Pax. Coach Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but still, it'd be pretty deserving.
So you're letting it out?
I ain't letting it out. If that happened.
Why'd you say that's pretty deserving?
No, I said it would be pretty deserving. No.
Because it'll happen someday.
No, I did not say that would happen.
Might not be this time.
Fee.
Okay, let me ask you this. All right, I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
Because this year a couple guys became eligible for the first time.
I just got this text.
Let's hear it.
This is a breaking news.
Breaking news. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, Michelle beep, beep, Homan says she is going to kill you.
Uh-oh.
For talking about bad moms. Sports moms do not know. Bill is insulting a bunch of us sports moms. Anything you want to add to Michelle's comment?
Michelle, I love you. And you are the smartest woman. Michelle Homan is awesome. I've never seen a person with athletic brains as what she's got.
Okay. So she knows you, Bill. She's on you.
What I said was, I should have said parent, because in this case, he was talking to, if I use the word parent, which is what I meant to say, ain't that something?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
But
what was I going to say there?
But Tara was at the game.
Okay, let me ask you this little trivia question.
Yeah.
Not trivia, opinion.
Okay.
Okay, so this year, I think, maybe not they both, but within a year, but two guys are eligible this year in Wade Galehouse and Elijah Collig.
Yep.
So if one of those guys was to be inducted,
you get one.
If you could get one,
that's easy.
Who?
That's an easy pick.
Okay,
Elijah's got to be.
They're both pretty good.
I'm going to say, why can't we have both?
I ain't saying. I'm just weak because that was a conversation that we saw. Just talking about, But
so here's my question to that.
Yeah.
Okay, those two guys are eligible. Is it a big deal to get them in right away? Or is it?
No, that's why.
Is it a knock to them to not put them in until 10 years from now, and they have kids, and I just feel like I'd like to see him bring
hope
a kid
not
out.
Means we should
no.
not.
No.
You ain't saying nothing.
I haven't said a word yet. Brother, I got Michelle pissed at me.
Michelle's mad.
Yeah, she hates you. Right? She could be storming in here.
At least that's something you're good at, Bill.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But anyway.
So let's recap, because we have the
Elf the Musical,
Jay
folks.
County Civic Center coming in.
Yep.
Let's recap our game plan for the 15th of December, the sixth Fort Recovery yep. Christmas Gala.
Yep.
And it's going to be awesome.
That's our approximate numbers over the years.
Wow.
Wow.
So 17, 24,
54, 62, and 200,000.
Yep.
How in the hell did we go from 62 to 200,000?
Because you got people like the Toonies, you got people like who just.
A $25,000 anonymous donation.
That helps.
Yep.
Yeah. A little bit.
That's amazing.
That helps a little bit, don't it? So. That's pretty good. That is. Well, all right, so go ahead, Jack.
No, you know, again, it's Wednesday, December 15th.
15.
If anybody has anything they want to donate as far as decorating, we will take it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Just drop it off in Ambassador Park in the picnic area and put your name on the box or whatever. Let one of us know what you're doing, and we'll make sure you
anybody
get it back.
Anybody wants to help, come on down and decorate.
Absolutely. If you want to take over a part of that decorating,
it's all yours.
Bingo.
And you can text any of us to, like, give us ideas for people that we can donate to. 419-852-5767 is Jack Stogler.
852-9201 is Bob Stogler.
852-3599 Big Fee.
305-5445 Rocker.
419-852-6704
6704 Boom. Oh my God.
Broken mic.
A broken mic.
That is unbelievable.
So stay tuned. Bubba and Fee's got some good ones coming up here.
It's gonna be great. We got the Jay County Civic Center Elf.
The Elf.
The Elf. Coming in. Let's take a break. We're gonna come right back with entertainment.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Wow! The 2022 Win on the Wabash will be held August 26th and 27th, 2022, and will feature many different ways for you to be a winner. While Super Raffle tickets are sold out, tickets for the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle can now be purchased. The Tow and Go Raffle is a progressive style raffle, meaning the more tickets that sell, the more awesome prizes there will be to win. The top prize will be a 2022 Chevy Tahoe Z71 if all 3,000 tickets sell. Tickets can be purchased for $100 with 5 chances per ticket to win. Sales will begin at the Fort Recovery Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 14th. After that date, tickets will be sold online and at a variety of local businesses. Be sure to check out our website, wowraffle.com, for all the details and get your tickets for the 2022 Tow and Go Raffle to be a part of all the fun.
Sports Talk, Bubba and P.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we want to thank Bill and Jack and Rocker for coming up and talking a little bit about our big event coming up on the 15th. And now we turn our attention over to something that's been going on here for a while. We've had these guys up here for the last few years, and the leader of the band, Mr. Ray Cooney, has joined us, and he's brought some entertainment with us. And Ray, first of all, thanks for stopping up, and thanks for bringing these guys in. We got a nice crowd in here, and I'm going to turn it over to you, talk a little bit about this great show coming up.
All right, Christmas. Well, that nobody can get tickets to.
That's true, maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. So we are, Jay County Civic Theater is putting on a production of Elf the Musical, the second full weekend of December. So the original show dates were December 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. As of Monday, we only had 6 tickets left total for those shows. So as of today, we added a show. Tuesday, December 7th at 7 o'clock, there is a new show, the 6th one. It'll actually be the first one, but it gives us 6 shows. And so tickets opened for that at noon today. We've sold 60 already. So if you want tickets, you're going to have
tomorrow.
To move.
What's a sellout?
A sellout is 280. Yeah.
And you've sold out how many shows?
We've sold out 5. Well, there's maybe 1 or 2 tickets. I think it's just 1 at each of the shows that still has a few available. 2, I think, are completely sold out. And then we have just a handful of other tickets left.
Scalpers.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. I'm buying the other 220 tickets and standing at the door making $1 billion.
If I find Bubba on the sidewalk hawking tickets, we're going to have problems.
Yeah. So this is your being on here about like 4 years you've done this. And each year, your talent is, it just seems like it's kind of like snowballs, and you get these young kids and you get the adults, and people just love it. And if they didn't love it, they wouldn't sell out the way it sell out. And the support that you get from the area is absolutely incredible.
It's been incredible. And especially this time, we have never, I can't say never because I haven't been involved with it since 1977, but it has been a long time since Jay County Civic Theater has had the so-called problem of selling out 3 weeks before a show opens and had to really think about adding a show to help accommodate that. And you're right, we've got great talent. It does continue to grow. We've got a lot of it from Fort Recovery this time around, which is a great thing. As I think most of Fort Recovery probably knows, the guy who I roped into being the musical director for Shrek 3.5 years ago, will now be playing Buddy the Elf in December. Mr. Reed Knuth, your band director.
I seen some highlights of, and you guys, your social media, I don't know who does it, but they're great at it because give you some snippets and you know, it's just like
they're all pointing at Ray for the social media guy.
But you really do a great job. And I've seen Mr. Canute, his dancing, matter of fact, you know, I think
he's practicing, Bob. He's been practicing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
might
be better than he was.
I think ask the kids at school. I think they've seen some of the practicing.
Well, first of all, he is loved in this town.
Absolutely.
And you can see why this thing is going the way it has, not only just because Mr. Knuth, but look at how you've every show the past year, and Fee's he don't miss them.
I love him, man. I absolutely love him.
You know, talk a little bit about this crew you got with you today.
So Reed is here. We also have Jovi, and that role is played by Rachel Whirling from St. Henry, who I know you guys have had on here several times before. The rest of the crew that is here today, we have Andy Niekamp, whose sister didn't want to come because she didn't want to sound like her dad on the radio.
Yeah, well.
So you probably all understand that. We've got Tim and Olivia Smith, who will both be in the show, along with Eliza Smith. And I see that Maddie Weigel has just made her way in the door. And when they get on, they're going to let you know who the rest of the crew is from Fort Recovery, because there's significantly more than just that.
When you put a show on like this, mm-hmm. you know, you've got the people who... But behind the scenes, how many people put this on? How many people does it take?
It's a lot of work. A lot of work that happens behind the scenes. So we have a director... I'm the assistant director. Director's Jason McGraw. Reed acts as the musical director. We have somebody handling technical things, building set. We need people to run the music, to run the lights, to set up the lights. We need people to move stuff on and off stage. It is a large undertaking. We did auditions for this show in mid-September, so we've been working on it for that long, and the staff has been working on it for about 2-3 months more than that.
So, Ray, you get how many days a week do you go over and practice?
We're there 4 nights a week.
4 nights
from a week? From 6 to 9. It's not everybody all that time,
yeah.
But it's a good portion of them, especially now as we get closer to the show when it's less working on this individual scene or that individual scene and running the entire show as one. Gets to be some late nights, and as we get closer to the show, that 9 turns into something closer to 10.
Yeah, so I bet too.
So let's each year you guys give us some musical, you know, I sure would appreciate it if we could hear some singing tonight too, and introduce some of these kids, and I think that would be really cool.
And well, that's when I get to give up the chair and turn it over to Rob.
Well, I was
and Rachel.
Thinking maybe you might
he
want
might
to.
Want about
you know, out? If you want to hear Santa sing, you got to buy a ticket.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
that's, okay,
that's
all right, okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I let the stars handle this.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, come on up here, kiddo.
Join yep. me, Reed. Hi.
Hi, and introduce yourself.
I'm Rachel Werling. I'm from St. Henry, and as Ray said, I'm playing Jovi.
You've graced our... We've had the pleasure of listening to you many a times up here at Fort Carrier in our Christmas gala. And we know your parents and work with them, and talk a little bit about, I know you're Miss Ohio, right?
Or
you're
Miss Lake Festival.
Miss Lake Festival. And talk a little bit about where this...
She's going to be Miss Ohio.
This is, that's right. Talk a little bit about where this stacks up as far as stuff that you've done and how much you're enjoying it.
Well, this is just one thing in a list of many that I do.
Yeah.
But honestly, this is by far my favorite activity out of all of it, which don't tell my pageant directors that, because they might get a little upset. Yeah. But now Jay County Civic has been my home since my freshman year of high school, and now I'm a freshman in college, so 4 years.
Yeah.
And it really brought out the real me. I feel like I found myself through it. So yeah. I really don't know if I would have been able to do a lot of the things like winning Miss Lake Festival without the support of my family at Jay County.
I bet too. I mean, it has to give you a lot of confidence, and when you've been doing this long, and it's got to be so much fun.
It does. Actually, before I came to Jay County, I really had never been cast as a title role at all in any musical. So they really let me spread my wings and showed me that I can do what I put my mind to.
Yeah. So you are, who are you in the elf?
Jovi.
You're Jovi.
Yes.
So you and this guy be to your left...
Yeah, that's Reed.
Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf. You guys have a big role, correct?
Yeah.
How's Mr. Reed to work with?
Oh, you know. No. No, he's great. I've known him since I did my first show as well. And each year I like to say we become closer in our friendship. So when we both were cast as the title role, it was nice because Jovi and Buddy are obviously love interests. And it's a lot better to be able to play the love interest of a friend than somebody that you don't know at all.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so how about all these little kids? And when you see these guys, and you look back and you see yourself in them, and, you know, because when you were a junior high, and you were also very talented, and you did stuff like this, and you see these little guys, it's amazing how talented they are, ain't it?
It is. I love watching all the kids that come to Jay County, because I'm like, just stay, I promise, like, it's awesome, and you will grow through this company and the family, and... Man, sometimes I wish I could go back to my first experience here.
Go back
here.
To start over again, that's right.
Yeah. So, let's introduce the squad we got up here. So come on up here, sweetheart. Hi.
Hi, my name is Olivia Smith, and
I'm going to introduce the Fort Recovery Squad we have at
Elf. That's what we want to hear. Right. Perfect.
So we have Andy and Ellie Niekamp, Maddie Weigel, Finley Thompson, Lydia Will, Lana and Bristol Colleg, and then me, Eliza, and my dad.
Well, and how's it working with dad?
It's good. We kind of convinced him to do it, but we got him.
You got him?
A little arm twisted.
Well, he's
got
pretty
him.
Talented, Annie. Yeah, he is pretty talented.
He had to be there anyway to drive you over.
Yeah, so might as well do something.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So you are who in the Elf?
I am an ensemble background character who dances and is in the crowd, basically.
Perfect. So how about this guy behind you? How's Big Andy doing?
He's good.
Yeah. Look at that smile. And then this little girl here?
Maddie Weigel.
Maddie, how are you?
Good.
Are you ready to go for the Big Elf?
I think so.
What do you think of all this thing selling out so quick and everybody already, does it make you nervous or is it exciting or how you feel right now?
I think it's kind of crazy how it's all going so fast. And this is my first time doing like a show with them. And they keep telling us like, we never sell out this fast, and I'm like, really?
That's because everybody knew you were going to be in it.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's right.
I guess so.
Andy, how about you? This your first experience?
Yep.
And are you nervous?
I don't think there's a way to say I'm not.
Well, you'll do great. I guarantee you.
You'll have fun.
I guarantee you that. So, how about Ray? You got some want a little entertainment here? You would want to hear some singing? What are you thinking here? Can we hear a little bit?
Well, I think so. I think Jovi and Buddy should probably sing to you. And
that's what I was thinking. You know, Reed, have you got your
Reed
vocals?
Has not taken a microphone yet, and I think
we had him on here a couple weeks ago, and he was excited about this act.
Yeah,
and now we're going to hear him sing a little bit.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Whatever you two decide.
Sing whatever you want, Reed.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be anything from the show. Just sing random
songs. No, that's right.
The national anthem.
Yeah, there you go.
We can do it.
First of all, I've seen you play the bagpipes.
Tremendous.
You probably hear me before you see me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, Mr. Canute, the floor's yours, my friend.
Okay. All you have to do is sing to stop a string of sleepy sobs, 'cause nobody likes a Christmas song like Little Buddy Hobbs, and that's why his middle name just happens to be Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingly.
Did you know these songs before you? Did you know the Elf roll?
Oh, I know the, like, I've never seen the musical until we started working on it, but I love Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you, let's say Reed goes home at night, are you singing in the mirror? Is your girlfriend like, Reed, shut up? Or has she like 100% supports this?
She supports me really well.
Yeah.
I know I probably get on her nerves, especially because dancing's not really my thing. I'm not very good at it. So I practice a lot. And it probably frightens the dog.
that's a glowing recommendation.
Absolutely.
And now we just sold the other 220
that's
tickets.
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
Come watch me make a fool of myself on stage.
I would bet the opposite. I will bet you will be tremendous.
Oh, you'll be tremendous.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Julie here, how about you?
Julie's my mom, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I didn't call you Mike.
Yeah, that's...
Look, I love my dad, but I'm glad I don't get confused.
Yeah, well, I love your dad, too. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, he talks about you guys over here all the time.
Oh, no. It's good or bad?
Good.
Hopefully good.
So funny.
Yeah,
so he's a liar, then.
So how about giving us a little bit of one of your songs that you're going to be singing?
I can do that. Before I begin, I would like to preference that Jovi can be a bit of a grouch for most of the show, and this song is directed at Buddy, so I get to be mean to Reed, so it's great.
Ooh, perfect. Can't get any better than that.
He's several hours late, the skyline's growing dim, while others deck the halls, you dream of decking him. My choice in men has always been pathetic.
I suppose the guy who stole my credit cards, the guy who tried on my clothes.
Very good.
What a voice, huh?
She does have a great
voice.
That
awesome.
Is just absolutely beautiful.
Love her.
You so talk a little bit about, like, right now, where you go to school, where at?
Yeah, I'm at Wright State Lake Campus, so I'm Wright still State? At home.
Okay, good. You're still at home, so you get a lot of late nights over there.
I do, but, I mean, it's a 30-minute drive, but honestly, it goes by pretty fast, so yeah. I don't mind it.
And when you're doing something you love, it just goes a lot quicker, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Fortunate to be going to the lake, actually, because, you know, last year with COVID, a lot of things got canceled, and so I was really upset that I would not get to do another Jay County show before I had decided where I was going. I figured I would be moving away. But, you know, staying here, I'm like, okay, well, now I finally get to do another show, and it's kind of like my do-over.
Well, that's awesome.
Can't wait to see you.
Well, we got to hear these little kids here. We got to hear some, huh?
Those aren't little kids. They're as tall as we are.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
So we got to, do you guys have a group song you sing or anything?
Yes, but if we're going to do that, we need everybody singing.
That's what we want to hear.
There we go.
We're pretty short on the group that sings that. Give us a second. We might be able to figure something out for you.
Well, how about we take a break? You want to take a break? We'll pay some bills. We'll come right back, and we're going to have us a big group sing. How's that
there
sound?
There we go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Elf the Musical is being presented by the Jay County Civic Theater at Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th, and now they are adding another night, Tuesday, December 7th, since all the other shows are already completely sold out. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery band director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Don't miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, now with an additional show on Tuesday, December 7th, and it's the only day with tickets still available. Don't wait. Get your tickets now.
We're back here in the studio with a few of the members of the musical Elf, which is being played at Jay County Civic Center. Ray Cooney is the guy producer?
I'm the president of Jay County Civic Theater, and I'm the assistant director for this show.
Okay. And you brought in some of your cast members today, and we are going to sing a song.
We are. Before we get to that, though, I want to make sure we mention that Tim, we mentioned Reed's dancing. You're not going to want to miss Tim's dancing.
Awesome.
Tim and this crew of fake Santas is amazing.
Tim Astaire, is it?
They are going to bring down the house.
Yeah.
And I also just wanted Maddie, we haven't gone, I play Santa in the show, and I think Maddie can confirm that all of the Fort Recovery kids love Santa.
Don't believe his lies.
They always get mad at me when I talk about the Fort Recovery bus pulling in, because it's usually Tim with about...
I'm really a glorified taxi.
He really is. Yeah, I'll bet.
All of a sudden, it gets a lot louder.
Yeah.
And that's when I know they're there.
Well, it's funny because I was at the stop sign at Wig Street and Union City Road, and I see all these kids standing there. So I roll my window down. I say, Andy, what are you guys doing? You need a ride or anything? Waves me on. He goes, we're waiting on it. And all of a sudden, Tim pulls up, and they whole van full pile in, and they're off to the practice at the Civic
Center. Go practice.
Yep. And they all give me a bunch of attitude. I just don't understand
I don't understand that either.
It's crazy.
That ain't right, is it?
It must be the teaching over here.
I think it probably is. Yeah, we got to point fingers at somebody, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so tell us your next number here and what we're doing.
Okay, so this song is the first song of the show, and Santa is kind of complaining about how all the elves are so happy all the time. And then we get to the part we're going to do here, and we're introducing Buddy, who then comes on stage. So you'll hear Santa and a couple of the elves, and then Buddy.
Sounds good. Okay?
But there's an elf called Buddy who makes them seem apathetic.
If he were any sweeter, he might end up diabetic.
He's everybody's buddy, but he'll leave your eardrums ringing. Cause everywhere he goes, he has to tell the world he's singing.
I'm singing! It's almost Christmas and I'm singing.
La, la, la.
And I love Santa, so I'm singing. Santa!
That's tremendous. Folks, get your ticket.
Ain't many left.
Yeah, we got 60 left.
Get them tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ray, first of all, we want to thank you guys. I know it's getting late, but talk a little bit about your shows, what the Civic Center means to Jay County and the area, and talk a little bit about your role as the president of Civic Center.
Well, Jay County Civic Theater has been around since 1977, and it's had ups and downs. You know, about 5 years ago, it was on a down swing, and it's really picked back up since then. We've had a lot of success. Nothing selling out quite like this has done, but we've had a lot of success. And you know, from The Little Mermaid, Tim and Olivia and Eliza and Jenny were in Miracle on 34th Street. We did Shrek the Musical. We did Mamma Mia, Newsies, Frozen Jr. And I think what's really special to the performers about this show is Frozen Jr. is the last time we were on stage. And that was December 2019. Mm. And we were preparing for another show, and we were about 4 weeks away, and COVID happened. So that canceled that. We did a virtual Christmas something last year, but nothing in person. Everyone just recorded their stuff. So this is our first opportunity to be back on stage. So to be able to have this opportunity to perform and to have the outpouring from the communities has been pretty incredible. And it's just, I think, for all of us, especially those of us who have done shows before, it's really neat to be able to be doing this again. There is nothing quite like being on stage. There is just nothing like it. And some of our new people, I think, are finding that out already, but they're going to find it out even more when they've got a crowd of 280 watching them and hopefully enjoying everything. You did ask Reed a question before about whether he knew all the songs before he got in. He may not have known them all before we got into this show, but he knew him when we started rehearsal.
Yeah.
So usually it's about this time, 3-4 weeks out, when you're expected to be what we call off book, which is no longer using our script. He didn't use a script since the beginning, so he's been ready to roll for this. So
probably not surprised just by knowing that guy and seeing the kind of person he is. So first of all, this mic is always open for you guys.
Absolutely.
We absolutely appreciate everything you guys do. We love supporting Fort Recovery kids. We love supporting Jay County kids and the adults, and it's a great cause. And Spency is, you know, he just absolutely eats his stuff up, and we wish you guys nothing but the best. The show starts?
We appreciate it. The show starts now on December 7th. We have a 7 o'clock show. That's pretty much the only one
that has tickets left, unless you just want one seat. There are a couple others. So 7 o'clock on December 7th. We'll run December 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and then two shows on December 11th. So it's going to be a tiring week.
Big week.
It is a
big week.
These
guys better get a lot of sleep.
That's exactly right.
So tickets are available by calling 260-726-4809. You can stop in at Arts Place, or you can visit artsland.org.
We wish you nothing but the best. You guys are awesome. You make us all proud and break a leg. Is that what they say?
Have a lot of fun.
Yes.
I don't know why they always say that. Does that make any sense or not?
It's sarcasm.
Is that what it is?
Sarcasm.
Yeah, they don't really mean it.
Well, guys.
They mean the opposite of what they're saying.
That's exactly right. Thanks for coming up today. I know you guys are busy.
Good luck.
And we appreciate everything. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
It's time to get ready for Thanksgiving, and Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Pies, fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, Cooper Farms turkey rolls, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And it's time to reserve your Cooper Farms turkey roast, and be sure to place your catering orders for the holidays. And don't forget their party trays for your parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your Thanksgiving supplies. Great selection, great price. At Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Closed Thanksgiving Day.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The musical is being presented by the Jake County Civic Theater at Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th, and now they're adding another night, Tuesday, December 7th, since all the other shows are already completely sold out. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery Band Director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Don't miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, now with an additional show on Tuesday, December 7th, and it's the only day with tickets still available. Don't wait. Get your tickets now.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
What a great show tonight.
Oh, great show.
Yep. We talked with the Christmas gala guys, and we're excited about that.
Getting excited.
Always.
It's getting close.
It is getting close, and yeah, it's just, it's amazing. And then we get these guys in here, and they just, they're just awesome. And
oh, they're going to be a lot of fun.
And you got a guy like Ray Cooney, who is about as good a human being as there is.
Oh, my goodness,
leading something, and I'm sure that the Jay County Civic Theater.
Oh, board, they love him. I would say they love him.
Hit a home run here.
Yeah.
So
it's a good thing to get people that care.
Yeah, that's right. Take ownership in it, and it makes a heck of a difference. Fee, have a good one, my friend.
Yep.
We'll probably have a show next. I don't know. You doing anything?
Girls are playing.
Girls play at Crestview Saturday night. Yep.
And I got
Fort Recovery Radio, simulcast and Rob Weaver.
Yes.
The boys are having a inter-squad scrimmage with their meet the team thing, I think.
Yeah, that's on Saturday night also.
That happens to be the same time, unfortunately.
Yeah, I got tickets to the old chicken dinner. I got chicken dinner tickets.
Chicken dinners.
So it'll be fun. Basketball season's here.
It's here. It's going to be exciting. Round ball's starting to go.
Absolutely.
So you're thinking definitely a show next week?
I would say so.
Might okay.
Well.
Yep.
That works. I'll get somebody for Insight. I have a couple people I've talked to, but they weren't sure how that was going to go. So
we want to thank everybody for coming up. Yep. Thank our sponsor, Wayne Street Market Sports Talk. Wayne Street.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.